And of course, he got the baby up, put it at the car. And they said they stole every hog and every cow group they had, and every hog and everything they had. You know, they kept going to the creek there for a few days. I don't know how long now. But they killed every living thing they had. Except one horse, they tried this horse. They took it out in the middle of the cornfield and tied it up. Corn was big and tall, you know, and pulled the horse back, and they didn't tie the horse. That happened 2 miles from here, 2 miles east.
2 miles east from here. Give a pretty good description
of what that was. Well, it is 2 miles east of Cato's store at the time, and on Flat Street.
Okay, now about
the dog. How did you find the center?
What were you doing?
Well, I don't know. I was over there one day hanging, I think. And this cemetery was grown up in sprouts and bushes, pretty thick, all over it. And I got out in there. I don't remember why, but I did. I got out in the brush. And I found this marker, this stone that said that flies on it. And I went to ask some questions about it. Found out Uncle George and I was buried there, and my grandfather and grandmother.
I'm looking at your other George M. is buried there and married.
Well, that's dad's brother.
Your dad's brother?
Mm-hmm.
There's two George
M.'s. Oh, there is two there. But I don't know that it was it may have been my Uncle George's children. They had about three, I think, there and there. Three children.
Okay, turn it off.
This is a dealer, Floyd telling as much as he can remember on how Aunt Sis or Mary Jane got her hip broke.
The Uncle Johns were on their way to the reunion. And somehow or another, Aunt Sis broke her hip. And they brought her back to the house and left her and went on to the reunion. And that's about all I say on that.
Okay, that's good enough.